January 17th, the memorial of St. Anthony the Abbot. Now this is St. Anthony in the desert, not the St. Anthony of Padua, whose feast we celebrate on June 13th. The first reading is from the letter to the Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 14. Today we hear the author use a rabbinic technique in which he quotes a passage from the Old Testament and reapplies it, gives it a new meaning. He begins by saying the Holy Spirit says that we should not harden our hearts as at the rebellion, but rather today we should hear his voice. Well, originally it referred to the today of the Old Testament times, that when the Israelites were suffering from thirst, that day they should have listened to the voice of the Lord and not hardened their hearts. But the author is saying that the phrase today has another meaning also. It refers to us, that when the people receive this letter, they should realize that they're being challenged to realize that God is in their midst, and therefore they should trust with their whole hearts. Because all of us are given a today. Each today is a moment of testing. We weren't called to faith once and for all, that we make our profession of faith and it's all over. Every day we have to decide not to fall into sin, and rather to become partners with Christ. The Gospel is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. This is an example of Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom. In the previous verses, we heard how Jesus went throughout the country, healing people and exorcising demons. And this is an example of one of the miracles that he performed. Now, what's interesting is that it really doesn't give us a time element. It doesn't say that this happened a week after his ministry began or a month after, or even shortly after. It simply is a story told about how Jesus healed a leper. Now, why is there no time element? Most probably because when Mark wrote his gospel, this story was contained in one of his sources, a source of the miracles of Jesus, and he didn't really know when it happened. Well, it makes a good conclusion to what precedes it. It's an example of how Jesus healed people, something that was said in the previous verses, but also makes a good introduction for what follows it. In this passage, we hear how the man is supposed to show himself to the priest to certify his cleansing. Therefore, the leaders of the Jews know about Jesus' authority, about his power to heal. And the passage that follows, when Jesus forgives the sins of the paralytic, and the leaders of the Jews question his authority, shows that they were given an example of his authority. They saw the leper who had been healed. Therefore, they should realize that Jesus can also forgive sins, but they refused to accept his testimony. When the leper comes to Jesus, Jesus reaches out and touches the leper. Now, that is very odd because leprosy makes a person unclean. By touching the man, Jesus becomes unclean. But by doing that, he rather cleanses the leper. He takes the man's uncleanness upon himself and therefore heals him of his infirmity. The leprosy leaves the man, and Jesus orders the man to go and show himself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that was prescribed by Moses. Jesus has not come to reject the law. He fulfills it. And in fulfilling it, he shows himself to be a good Jew. Jesus has not come to reject what the law and the prophets have said about the Messiah. He's come to fulfill it. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.